83 years old, four-time Gold Logie winner, the one, the only, Bert Newton.
I've comped this program now for 13 years. They're letting me do it until I get it right. And
have you done this before?
Yeah. Wouldn't think so, would you? With him, you've got to laugh and then step back a little bit.
Tonight, we're very excited about the Logies because for the very first time, they're not fixed. No.
Oh, my heart's jumping up and down.
Well, on both sides, I might mention.
No wonder Molly Meld really fancied me. We had a good thing going, and then Elton John came to town. The whole thing was...
I like the boy.
Did you say Roy or boy?
I like the boy. Is something wrong with saying that?
Roy.
Yeah. Hey, hang on. No. I'll change religion. I'll do anything for you. I don't care.
Bert Newton finally went to the doctor last week, who scheduled the quadruple bypass immediately.
And I said, what's the percentage of things going wrong? And my surgeon, who was a wonderful man, said, well, if there is a chance, it's about 15%. And I thought, 15%. It's good enough for Channel 10. It's good enough for me. So I decided to go away.
This is the moment now when we do say goodbye.
I mean, it comes from another era, right? But there's nothing he didn't do. He started work in the industry at 15 as a junior presenter on a Melbourne radio station and basically stayed in the industry until he couldn't move anymore.
And a master of his craft in television and over so many generations and over so many different sort of types of performance.
Yeah, and live.
Yeah.
Live TV.
Yeah, when you said earlier, like, he'd won those four gold Logies, and I'm like, but that's when, and this sounds terrible to say now, but it's when Logies mattered. Like, yes, you know what I mean? Yes, like, they've become a bit more of a, you know, all in, everyone gets a shot. But at the time, you had to really be a presenter and someone who really made a difference in TV.
Well, and I think also we forget the time before streaming services, when television was everything. The people who were on TV were our only entertainment, our celebrities and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I certainly as a kid remember him from New Faces and from Ford Super Quiz, which he did with his wife, Patty. But I actually had the pleasure of being interviewed by him three times on Good Morning Australia.
Really?
Now, remembering, you know, they obviously, like us, needed content. And so if I was doing a play for a Melbourne Theatre Company, which, you know, whatnot. And the thing about him was, I remember doing it once with Vince Colosimo, the Chens. And Vince said to me before, it was the first time I'd met him, we were doing the club for Melbourne Theatre Company, the David Williamson play. And he goes, "Look, I've got to warn you, you will be surprised by the size of his head." Right? That's what Vince said. Anyway, we got out there. And the thing about Bert that I found was, as I said, three times I was on there. Do I think for 1 minute that he knew of me or my career? No, I don't. I don't think that he saw me or knew my stuff. But the thing about Bert Newton was, if you were doing the business, if you were in show business, and he loves show business so much, then you were welcomed into his family and he would make you sound glowing as if he'd followed every moment of your career because you were part of the family. You were part of the show business family, and that's what he was. He was very generous and delightful, even though, you know, I just knew him in those few moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
The Victorian government has actually offered a state funeral. Right. The family has accepted. And there is word, and I believe this will happen, but they're going to rename the Gold Logie after him as well.
Oh, really?
They've pitched that too.
Beautiful.
You know, I love him too.